ABC Radio Australia.
Frontline workers in Papua New Guinea's outer provinces fear they're being left out of the country's vaccination rollout as COVID-19 cases in regional parts of the country grow. The death toll currently stands at 67, and there are now more than 7,400 infections. Australia has donated 8,000 doses of AstraZeneca to PNG, but so far the vaccination program has been focused on health workers in the nation's capital, Port Moresby. Doctors at one major hospital recently went on strike over fears for their personal safety, and another regional hospital has been forced into lockdown after all but one of its doctors contracted the virus. Health workers across the country are now calling for urgent action, as Marion Farr reports.
While doctors in the Papua New Guinean province of Morobe have been working to contain COVID-19, their own health is increasingly at risk.
We have to make a decision. We just can't put ourselves on the line without being properly equipped to fight against COVID.
Dr. Barry Mutan is a medical officer at Angau Hospital, the region's main health facility. He says it's been understaffed for years, but the recent surge in COVID-19 cases has made matters much worse. More than 60 health workers in the province have caught the virus so far, with the region's total number now above 340.
And now we've got this situation, and they continue to be complacent about this manpower shortage issue that we've had for years.
The concerns prompted about 40 doctors at Angau Hospital to go on strike last week. Dr. Mutan says they want the Provincial Health Authority to hire more medical workers and set up a COVID-19 isolation ward at Angau to protect staff and patients.
So we've been asking for an isolation ward in the hospital so that whoever that we think has COVID, they should automatically be directed to an isolated section in the hospital so we don't get our staff unnecessarily exposed.
The doctors have now gone back to work, and the health authority has reportedly promised to address their concerns, although repeated calls by the ABC have gone unanswered. But Dr. Mutan says if that doesn't happen quickly and more workers catch the virus, the hospital risks having to close.
It's about maintaining our critical workforce to deal with other problems in the country in the future. That is the stand we are taking. We want to protect our limited staff.
Do you feel that the majority of resources have been focused on Port Moresby and that the other provinces have been sort of left out?
I sort of feel that. I think that's the kind of feeling I'm getting. I mean, we've had so much talk about big money has been, you know, committed or borrowed for the pandemic, but it does not translate down to, you know, our people here and our frontline health workers.
It's a concern shared by others across regional PNG. East New Britain has a population of more than 300,000 people, but its main hospital has been forced to suspend most services this week after three of its four doctors contracted COVID-19.
They also lost a lot of other staff, including the X-ray, the operating theatre, emergency, even the cough triage where they do the COVID-19 screening. So this has really affected how they can continue to do their jobs in a way that is safe to both the other staff and to the other patients.
Dr. Alex Maha is leading the COVID-19 response in East New Britain. He says vaccinating frontline workers will be key to allowing health services to continue.
For those of us who are actively involved with COVID-19, I think we're all quite unanimous that we want to be vaccinated. And hopefully when the vaccine does arrive, hopefully as soon as possible, those who are still sitting on the fence will hopefully fall on our side and get vaccinated.
Last month, Australia donated 8,000 doses of AstraZeneca to Papua New Guinea. The vaccine is now being offered to frontline workers in the nation's capital, Port Moresby, where the highest number of COVID-19 cases have been recorded to date. But as the virus starts to spread to other parts of PNG, regional areas want to know when they will be in line for the jab. Trevor Magay is the provincial administrator for Oro Province, which recorded its first three cases of COVID-19 on Monday.
At this stage, we have not received any information from the National Department of Health as to what other plans are for the rollout, and we're still waiting for them to inform us so that we can know and inform our workers, frontline workers.
Mr. Magay says getting the vaccine to regional and remote parts of PNG is crucial.
Our workforce in the province, like old, the age group is between 35 and 60. It is really critical for us to get our frontline workers to be vaccinated before we can be able to attend to patients that are coming in.
Trevor Magay ending Marion Farr's report with additional reporting by Belinda Cora. And the ABC has contacted PNG's health minister about the vaccine rollout, but has not yet received a response.